For him, on the contrary, the hand, cut off from any voice, born by a pure gesture of inscription and not of expression, traces a field without origin, or which, at least, hap no other origin than language itself, language which ceaselessly calls into question all origins. We know now that a text is not a line of words releasing a single theological meaning, the message of the author God, but a multi-dimensional space in which a variety of writings, none of them original, blend and clash. The text is a tissue of quotations drawn from the innumerable centres of culture, similar to Bovard and Pouchet, those eternal copyists at once sublime and comic, and whose profound ridiculousness indicates precisely the truth of writing. The writer can only imitate a gesture that is always anterior, never original.